The crew and the passengers who were questioned were in a different situation. Something incredible had happened to them, and they didn't know the first thing about it. "Nothing happened," the captain insisted. "Nothing out of the ordinary, that is. We were on approach, and we came in, and we got tower, and we landed. Period. No break in communications? None." Caden goes on to say that one of the flight crew checked his watch, compared it with everyone else's in the flight crew, and then checked it against all the other clocks throughout the aircraft. Every one of their own clocks told the same time, but they were all 10 minutes behind. The Bermuda Triangle was a classic book I read at the beginning of my quest, but it took me years to understand and explain what actually happened. Since this is a very technical discussion, I deliberately have not presented all the evidence for how Larson solved the mysteries of quantum mechanics and astrophysics. If you really want to roll up your sleeves and get the specifics, there is a tremendous amount of written material available to read, and it's all been posted for free online. My colleague, Dr. Bruce Perrette, who runs the RS Theory website, his associate, Dr. K. Nehru, and others in the International Society for Unified Science, are actively developing the model past the point Larson started with. Eric Julian independently rediscovered some of the same concepts, as well as others that are not in Larson's model, in The Science of Extraterrestrials, which is also very technical and has gained the appreciation of respected Russian scientists. Mass decreases as we reach the speed of light. Here's the burning question that immediately pops into my mind. If time-space really exists, then how do we get there? Once we have that answer, we may very well be able to dematerialize, teleport, and travel in time, which would certainly make for a very interesting and fun-filled golden age. The first big clue I found for how we could directly enter into time-space came from Dr. Vladimir Ginzburg. In his books and technical papers, Ginzburg reveals another mistake Einstein made in the theory of relativity. In my opinion, Einstein did a great job. We just need to fix up a few things. As you may already know, conventional relativity theory says nothing can travel faster than the speed of light. Einstein's equations suggested that as you approach the speed of light, you gain mass. You can never actually reach the speed of light, because theoretically, at the speed of light, you are now as massive as the entire universe. Ginzburg, however, made a revolutionary discovery. You could turn that same relativity equation upside down. In the process, everything still works. You don't violate any laws of physics, but there is one major difference. As you approach the speed of light, you lose mass instead of gaining it. This means that once you reach light speed, you have no mass left, at least not in space-time. This simple change to one Einstein equation has absolutely stunning implications for human civilization. Here's how Ginzburg explains it on his website. "You may not be prepared to abandon immediately the century-old relativistic equations, but once you are ready to do so, you will discover many amazing things. Only when a particle is at rest, it may be considered as pure matter. As soon as the particle begins to move, its gravitational mass and electrical charge will start to decrease, so a part of that matter will be converted into a field. When the particle velocity v becomes equal to the ultimate spiral field velocity c, the speed of light, its gravitational mass and electric charge become equal to zero. At this point, matter will be completely converted into a pure field." Now we're on to something. If we can push the whirling movement inside an atom past the speed of light, then we've just popped that atom over into time-space. It wasn't until very recently that I realized there was an even more important concept hiding behind this. The motion inside the atom is already going at the speed of light, or very close to it, so it doesn't take much to finish the job. Right then, years and years of weird little scientific facts I have been collecting in my mind all came together, and I had one of the finest eureka moments of my entire life. Just a little push. Physical matter is always right on the edge between these two realities. All we need to do is give it a little push to get it over the boundary and flip it into time-space. This is how our buckyballs were able to turn into a wave just by slamming against a wall. Protons, neutrons, electrons, and atoms in the quantum realm are flip-flopping all the time. You can't necessarily see the atoms disappear out of a solid object when they flip into waves. But once I realized this is what they were doing, it became clear that others had observed and measured it happening. For example, Dr. Nikolai Kozarev found that simply smashing an object against a hard surface would cause its weight to decrease. In one case, he smashed a ball bearing against a lead plate and weighed it before and after the collision. In another case, he dropped a piece of lead against a stone basement floor. Some of the atoms popped over into time-space just from being bumped, and the objects weighed less.